The two candidates, Allison Lundergan Grimes, a Lexington attorney, and Bill Johnson, who's worked in the oil and gas industry, certainly offer voters a choice. Before they can cast a ballot, Republican Bill Johnson contends all voters must reside somewhere somewhat permanent.
So if it's a legal person to live, it's a tent and a campground, that's fine, but it must meet that definition. You must return there, you must intend to remain there, and you must be communicated with there.
Johnson argues any requirement looser than that opens the door to voter fraud. But Democrat Allison Grimes says all properly registered voters have a right to participate in the electoral process, whether they have a permanent address, a semi-permanent address, or no formal address at all.
State and federal law, the 14th Amendment to the Equal Protection Clause, dictates that we treat everyone fairly, regardless of whether they live in a four-wall dwelling or a park bench.
According to statistics quoted by Grimes, homeless individuals rarely vote in state elections. Since the presidential vote in 2000, the nation's elections officials have worked to ease the process and increase voter turnout. For example, in some states, voters now cast a ballot weeks in advance of a formal election day at what are called voting centers. Grimes says the option deserves attention.
I'm in favor of having a discussion with our county clerks about working together so that we can increase participation by allowing people to vote early without an excuse. But obviously, you wouldn't want that to be an unfunded mandate on our county clerks.
Currently in the Commonwealth, voters can cast an early vote with an absentee ballot, but they need an excuse. Bill Johnson says it's a system that has served Kentucky well and it should remain unchanged.
I've been opposed to early voting. I want to protect, other than the absentee ballot process, which is in place today, I want to preserve the sanctity of Election Day. I think it's important that on that day we show up and we vote and we decide who our elected officials are going to be.
Both candidates basically agree online voting deserves future study. But the two Secretary of State candidates have opposing views on the restoration of voting rights for felons who have served their time. Johnson says that decision should remain in the governor's hands, who can consider each case individually. Grimes wants a more automatic process written into state law. Both Grimes and Johnson told KET host Bill Goodman they believe the Secretary of State can play a bigger role in business recruitment. For example, the Secretary of State's office helps businesses set up corporations in Kentucky. Johnson believes more of that paperwork can be done online.
And it takes you through the process of how to set up the business and incorporate. It takes you through the process of any inspections that you need to have done at both the state and the local level.
Grimes adds nonprofit organizations could also benefit from such online services.
So we have people wanting to do charitable work here in the states. Take, for instance, the Salvation Army, that instead of coming here to incorporate, they are going across our borders to Ohio, Tennessee, or Indiana.
During the broadcast, an email questioned Grimes about her ambitions for higher office, suggesting she could be a running mate for House Speaker Greg Stumbo if he makes a run someday for governor. Afterwards, Grimes said she's focused on one race.
My sights are focused on the Secretary of State's office. I believe this is an office, given my background, that I can do a lot of good with.
After the hour-long broadcast, both candidates took a few questions outside the studio. With Election Day 7 weeks away, Bill Johnson finds the governor's race, which normally defines an election year in Kentucky, has not provided his campaign with a lift.
I anticipate a low voter turnout. There's not a lot of energy and enthusiasm for the governor's race. And generally, the governor's race drives enthusiasm in these races. So there's a lack of enthusiasm, could translate to a lack of people showing to vote. So we need to find a way to get people out to vote.
Allison Lundergan Grimes says she's excited with the Democratic incumbent's double-digit lead in some polls, but adds polls don't win elections, people do. Johnson, meanwhile, intends to spend most of his advertising budget on radio ads. He says television commercials don't reach as many people as they once did. Grimes says she'll run on her merits. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.